Hi, and welcome to the Sheep Show podcast, dedicated to all things ovine. Thank you for joining me. I'm Jill Noble from Holston Valley Farm and Sheep Stud, and your host. This is your podcast to learn more, know more, and achieve more when it comes to shepherding. Come with me as we explore the amazing world of sheep and sheep farming together.
Let's talk on this episode of the Sheep Show podcast about growth rate. How do we get good or better growth rates in our sheep? What do we do? What do we look for? And when do we start? And what's the benefits, I suppose? And particularly given that different sheep mature at different rates, again, we've got to think here for some breeds, you might want to think sort of twice about some of these things that I'm going to sort of say to you. But for the majority of us, we are very much interested in this commercial trait of growth rate and really increasing and maximizing the growth rate that we can actually get on our breed. You might have heard me talk about, or you might have heard other people talk about, the concept of hybrid vigor, I suppose. And what happens with hybrid vigor, particularly in crossbred sheep operations, in the first year, so let's say, for example, you're going to cross, like my neighbors cross a Wiltipole sheep with a South Down ram. So they've got Wiltipole ewes and South Down rams. So, and for them, this gives them in that first cross, effectively, the progeny are all terminal. They will all, ewes and wethers, all go into the meat market. They'll grow fast, but you're starting off from scratch every year. So you've got your, in this case, they have 100 breeding ewes, but they're not self-replacing. So in a hybrid operation, a lot of farmers will actually keep, for example, they will have a Wiltipole ram over a certain portion of Wiltipole ewes. And what they'll have then is they'll have some self-replacing and some terminal and hybrid vigor. The thing with hybrid vigor is when you cross across, you're going to start to lose that growth rate. So particularly for us, when we're talking about growth rate, we're talking about growth rates in a purebred sheep operation. So where you want to have a self-replacing flock, and from that, you want to make sure that it's not just self-replacing, it's self-improving, that you're actually improving every generation. So where do you actually start now that you sort of think about what we're aiming to do here? Well, if you think about it, start early. Your lamb growth rate performance is going to be something that is set at 8 weeks old. If you can get your lamb to a target weight really early, then it is likely to continue. So if we just look at that in sort of figures, and I'm going to go with kilograms here. So when I say these figures, I'm talking kilograms. So if you have a lamb that weighs 4.5 kilos at birth, sort of an average sort of weight, you're ideally wanting sort of 4 kilos and above. If they get to a target weight of 20 kilos at 8 weeks, then they are likely to be 38 kilos at 20 weeks. And that's the kind of consistent growth rate you're going to want in your early growing lambs. Now, what is your lamb growth performance linked to? Well, it's directly linked to the body condition score of your ewe. So the better health and better condition your ewes is, within reason. Obviously, you don't want your ewes too fat. But the better condition your ewe is in, the better your growth rate is going to sort of be. And again, when do you start this process? You start this pre-joining. So again, you got to take it back 5 months from the 20-week-old lamb. So here we're thinking here like we really need to be starting 9 months in advance to actually get better growth rates. And this is all from an environmental point of view. Obviously, there's some genetic elements that we'll sort of explore as well. But these are all things that we can control on an environmental element here. So what we're wanting to do is get our ewe in as good health as possible with our condition score. and then ensure that we get our lambs growing as fast as we possibly can as well. So really making sure those things are in play. What are some of the things that can negatively impact a lamb's growth rate? Well, things like ORF or scabby mouth can impact their ability to suck because they'll be sore if their mouths are all full of scabby mouth. And we've talked about scabby mouth on some of the previous podcasts. Things like mastitis, the ewe having mastitis, obviously is going to significantly impact milk production, which is going to obviously significantly impact that lamb's nutrition. And even the udder shape and the teat shape all impact the growth rate of your lambs. It's very hard for a lamb to access the milk if the teats are pointing in strange direction. And of course, the udder health and shape can impact on the yield of the milk and the quality of the milk as well. I've found, and I think I've talked to you about this before, I've found that salt licks really do help with preventing scabby mouth. And of course, there are a lot of environmental conditions are the impact on mastitis, particularly if they're your sheep are indoors at all and lying down on dirty grounds as well. And of course, we are wanting to optimize that lamb's growth while they are still drinking milk. So given that milk production is at its highest peak when the lamb is 3 to 4 weeks old, we want to make sure that that is as healthy as possible. Obviously, worms is another huge issue. Our little lambs are little worm hoovers, and they have no immunity at all to worms. And of course, they're ingesting everything. So really thinking about managing that worm burden. And I've talked to this in the weaning podcast around when to wean and when would be a good optimum time to wean as well. And by the time the lamb is about 8 weeks old, they're getting much more energy intake from grass than milk. So again, they're going to be competing for that quality grazing. So again, you want to get that lamb, once they're weaned, on the best quality that you can actually have to, again, keep this up. What you want is, I mean, an ideal growth rate would be about 200 grams per day growth on your lambs. But really anything above 160 kilos is what you're wanting. Less than 160 kilos, well, you got to think about what's going on. What are we looking for, I suppose, in our growing lamb, particularly some indications around market lambs? So I'll just run through a few little things for us to think about. We want to have them ideally with a straight back, thick and muscular in the loin, deep in the body if we can. So that's the sort of the depth of the body. Ideally, if they can be square on the rump and dock. Now, some breeds are a bit too square, so just bear that in mind. You still want to have a full or deep bulging leg. So square on the rump, but then curving in on that leg, so that nice leg shape as well. At the back, you really want a thick, meaty, full through the back end. And these are all ideal circumstances. Very hard to get every single one of these things right. You want to have a good spring of rib. So that is where that's the chest as well. Nice, ideally, heavy boned feet. So really strong, confident, heavy boned feet. Obviously, you want correct leg placement in terms and correct set of legs, so wide apart, where the legs are positioning and all those elements. So that's really some of the things, and quite plump and full through the leg area. Again, if you can actually get that too. Even things like a nice wide muzzle, because that can follow back the whole way through the animal. and a nice muscular forearms, muscular shoulders. Pros and cons, of course, for that. Sometimes too muscular in the shoulder, particularly if it's you, it might have challenges with size of lamb that's being born and lambing dystocia. So things to think about there to help us, I suppose, know what we're looking for and know what we're really aiming for as well. With genetics, obviously we want to select for faster growing genetics. Thinking here would be how fast growing and how fast maturing was the ram. Was the ram this is the ram you're using for your breeding. Was he a minimum of 20 kilos at 8 weeks? Can the breeder actually tell you that? Can they give you that information? So we know we've talked about getting more data, particularly data on for your market, but also when you're purchasing, getting that data and asking about those sorts of things as well. So really making sure that you have that, and the value of your ram is directly related to the amount of data that you have on that particular animal. So collecting this data really will help you make better decisions as well, and be able to understand those elements around your decisions. So yeah, that nice growth rate there that we're looking for, and potentially even when you scan your animals, looking at that fat score as well. And what you're wanting is, if you can, a carcass weight when the animal is about, well, for us anyway, this will vary for different breeds, but here is just a bit of a plan, I suppose, for what you're aiming for. But bear in mind, your breed could be different to this. You still want good growth targets, but your targets actually might be different. So you would want your ewes in condition score 3 at joining. You want to be able to get ideally an average birth weight of around 4.5 to 5 kilos at birth. You want an average marking weight, if you can, around 20 kilos when you're marking your lamb. So this would be when they're 4 to 5 weeks old. When you wean, you'd want an average weight of 36, 38, 40 kilos if you can. An average weight, that is. That's really hard, but might be possible. With an increasing rate of about 200 kilos per day. Again, that's what you're aiming for. And that will mean that by the time your animal is about 9 months old, and again, or this could be 7 months old, depending on your breed, it is going to give you a live weight of a minimum of sort of 55 kilos, which would give you a carcass weight of around about 18 to 22 kilos, which is perfect. And a fat score of maybe 2 or 2.5. All of that would be absolutely ideal. So those are some things to think about in terms of really exploring those growth rates and being able to get those growth rates and what sort of things will impact. You'll see here it's around measuring things and really trying to sort of track those elements, and also thinking about balancing the environmental areas with the genetic possibility of that particular lamb, starting really early and then thinking about selecting for a early maturing, good growing ram. And of course, all of those elements that I spoke to around what we're looking for in the ideal market lamb. So what that weather carcass would actually look for. If you want to see some really good pictures of a good carcass, good weather carcass, then have a look at what they do in the 4-H shows, in the carcass competitions in the US, because they really show you what a good carcass, live animal, would actually look like. So that really gets you can really spot the straightness, the rump. You can really spot that sort of the muscle there. And of course, muscle is meat. And that's really what we're wanting when we're wanting this growth rate. We really want to maximize that, the meat elements of our breed and the meat elements of what we're trying to produce, because that's effectively, we're in the red meat industry, and that's really what we're trying to produce and trying to work towards as well. Depending on your breed, you might also have some carcass feedback you can get from your butcher, and you might even have what's called a shear force measurement. Shear force is a measurement of force or energy required to cut through the loin of the muscle of the lamb after about 5 days of aging. And it's reported in kilograms of force. Now, this particular trait, shear force, is one that's associated with eating quality and measuring the tenderness, I suppose, of the particular animal. And interesting enough, this trait has a moderate to high heritability, so it will be passed down, and a moderate correlation with the tenderness in lamb. So it's not a perfect measurement, but it has a moderate correlation with the tenderness in lamb. Now, it's not available for a lot of breeds, but it is a lamb plan scanning measurement where some breeds will use this and where that data exists. So interesting just to see that this is kind of where we're going in this red meat journey, looking at trying to get this sort of data and measuring even the tenderness. So really trying to measure that piece, so the eating quality of a lamb. And of course, given that we're wanting growth rate, the challenge here is that we don't want to sacrifice tenderness or eating quality. So there's always this correlation between how fast your animal grows and the age of your animal with flavor and tenderness. So typical, not all breeds, but you might find older animals have fuller flavor but less tenderness. Younger animals have a more subtle flavor. Think of veal, for example, if you look at it from a cattle point of view, a very subtle flavor or lacking in flavor, but very, very succulent and very tender. And of course, different cuts will lend themselves to different eating. So for example, if you are going to slow roast something and get succulents, then you are going to want a better fat quality and fat measurement. Now, you're probably not going to get much of that on a fast-growing lean lamb. And this is the challenge, but you don't want something that's overly fat at the same time. So we're constantly trying to get this perfect balance, which of course doesn't exist, but at least we can strive, and we can strive to get that balance by looking at ways to improve our growth rate. So trying to look at these elements that we've been exploring to get that perfect balance, particularly if you know you are starting with an animal that has the potential to produce quality meat. If you know that that's the potential, then it's just about trying to work and sort of tweak some of these other elements to try and get the best production for your animal, and possibly even, of course, then be able to command a better price as well, particularly if that price is based on data and measurement and objective information, like something like shear force as well. So I'm interested in your thoughts and your ideas, I suppose, here around what is your plan. How are you thinking about your growth rate in your sheep production enterprise? What is on your radar? How are you going to achieve that? What are some of the things you can measure? What are some of the things you can tweak? What are some of the data you can start to collect? I know for me, I absolutely really could not believe the value in collecting weights, birth weights, weaning rates, weights, and then a visual sort of weight marking birth weight, marking weight, and then a visual assessment at weaning as well. But for me, even better would be able to get scales, which is on my little wish list, to be able to measure that carcass weight on a regular basis. And again, let's think about looking at some of those other visual appeals, you know, around the depth of body, the sort of hind quarter, those elements that we can see as well. And also thinking about the genetic elements that you might have in your breed, and particularly in your ram, seeing as, again, they are going to influence quite a proportion of our breeding stock. Yes, of course, for each individual lamb, it's 50% the ewe, 50% the ram. But where you're using a ram over your flock, or a couple of rams over your flock, again, you're wanting to make sure that that genetic injection is there, and you're not having conversations with people that start off with, you know, these are a slower maturing sheep, or they take longer, because that's not always the case, and you can make a difference in that equation.
You've been listening to the Sheep Show podcast with Jill Noble from Holston Valley Farm. Please take a moment to share this episode via your podcast app, email, or via social media channels. Each share helps us reach listeners just like you who can benefit from our content. Thanks so much for listening. Until next time, sheep well.